Eddie, first of all, what did you make of Kel's performance today?
Well, positives, negatives, everything. I mean, drama. I've never been, you know, just sitting there thinking, is this it? Is this all over, you know? And everything we've worked towards, the crowds, the big arenas. The famous saying, don't leave any stone unturned. And he left stones unturned in his preparation. You know, he didn't do his weight properly. And I wasn't happy going in to the fight with how he's prepared on that front. I didn't feel as though he'd be strong in the late rounds, and I could see that kind of fight happening. He was impeccable for six rounds. And then Carson Jones broke Kell's nose in the seventh round, which obviously didn't help. He lost a lot of blood. But we know he's got unbelievable amounts of skill, and now we know he's got a great chin and a big, big heart. So he could go on to be a great, great fighter. But we've got to get the middle bits right, and we've got to make sure that if you want to be a champion, you've got to prepare like a champion, because everybody else is at the top level.
How does he do that? Because he's talked about it. He says he's going to go away and rectify that now. What is he going to do?
Well, I'll tell him, you know, and we'll sit down and we'll put a plan together, and he can't say no, because I'm not going to invest my time and money into someone that he's got so much talent but won't push himself to the very, very limits. I mean, don't get me wrong, he trains very, very hard. I don't want people to think that he's sitting about like a bum, but you've got to. Every facet of your preparation has got to be immaculate if you want to be the very, very best. I want Kell Brook to be a pound-for-pound champion of the world. I don't want him just to fight for a world title and maybe win one. But in order to be that, you've got to do everything amazing. You know, and that's your nutrition, your strength and conditioning, your training, your sparring, everything. And that wasn't the case for this fight. And it hasn't been the case in previous fights. Previous fights have been better. But when you step up the levels... And, you know, people underestimated Carson Jones. He had a slow start, but he's a tough kid. You know, he's a great fighter, great chin, big heart. When you step up the levels, you come unstuck if you haven't done it right. And that's what happened tonight. But, again, the positives, everybody loved it. Amazing fight. Great heart, great chin. They're not always the things I look for moving forward. But you must show that you've got them at times in your career. And he knows he's been in a fight tonight. You know, he's gone to hospital now. He's okay, but he lost a lot of blood with his nose. So, you know, positives and negatives. He's 26 years old. You're all of a sudden filling stadiums, earning a load of money, walking around like a superstar. It's difficult to keep yourself... He is a level guy. He doesn't walk around brash and horrible and arrogant, but it's difficult when everybody wants to be your friend and wants to spend time with you and pat you on the back. But that's why he needs people like me around to say, no, mate, you've got a lot of work to do. So forget all that rubbish and start working much harder.
What's next? What's next for Kell? Is he going to face a mandatory fight before that world title?
Well, you know, he's got a shot to become a mandatory for the world title. We want to become a mandatory. We don't want to take a fight to just be a challenger and to sign options and this and that. I want to be a mandatory. He's 26 years of age. So at the end of the day, he showed that he's not quite ready. So I want the Hector Saldivia fight because I want him to go on, prepare like an absolute nutcase, and blow this guy into smithereens and put in a performance that says, yes, I'm ready for a world title. That tonight wasn't a performance that says, yes, I am ready for a world title. Not the kind of world title I want to win. I don't want to sneak a world title. I don't want to go there thinking, can we win, can we not? I want to go there thinking, he's untouchable. And we've got a lot of work to do to make that happen.
And the fight with Hector, would that possibly be back in Sheffield we've seen today? Yeah, what a night it was tonight.
October the 6th, October the 20th, something like that. But I've just told him now, you've got to go and have 2 weeks in the sun with your missus and your baby and just sit on a beach and do absolutely nothing. He's had 5 fights with us in 12 months. And one of those has been in America. And it's been non-stop training, you know. And it's difficult to have your rests and do everything right. But we wanted to keep him busy. We've done that. We've built this up now and, you know...
And with the weight situation, he would never consider stepping up, would he?
No, he's too strong at welterweight. If he does it properly, he'll be okay. But if you don't do it properly, I mean, like I said, people shouldn't listen to this and say, oh, what does he do? Eat burgers. I mean, don't, you know, he's strict with his diet, but you've got to have specialists in place. This sport's about science now. It's not just about someone saying, oh, you've got to eat your porridge in the morning and a big steak and chips at night. It's all rubbish, you know. This is a science. And you've got to use it. If you can get 1 or 2%, you know, extra out of your game, you're going to be a better fighter.
Could he learn a bit from Carl? Because how dominating was he last time?
Carl Froch, any fighter can learn from Carl Froch. Carl Froch, when he entered the ring, he was 2 or 3 pounds over what he weighed in at. Kell would have been a stone over. He's massive. But you don't carry your weight forward because you're just dehydrating. You've got 24 hours to hydrate and you're just going to be heavy and lethargic in the ring tonight. He does. You know, I've seen him box before where his movement is so quick and tonight it didn't look that quick. And that's because of the way the weight's been done. He's in a good place because we're not going to take any rubbish. We're not the kind of people to just say, oh, well done, but you were great, but you showed this. We say, right, okay, some positives, plenty of negatives, and now we're going to eradicate the negatives by making a massive change.